This is the Catholic Channel on Sirius 159. I'm Lino Rulli, the Catholic Guy. Thanks for being with us. We do appreciate it. Every Thursday, right about this time, we talk to our friend Father Owen Kearns. He's the publisher of the National Catholic Register. Check their website out, www.ncregister.com. It's the best Catholic newspaper out there. Father Owen, I guess I better say in advance, is it okay to call you a friend, or should we stick to not doing that?
Well, we're friends and colleagues. How about that?
Well, I wish I could be a colleague. Nobody wants to be a colleague with me, really. If you think about it, colleagues with the Catholic Guy is not a good thing to be, because then I would like to be your colleague, don't get me wrong, but people don't want to usually be put in my category. That's what I find. It's sad, I know. Hey, I got a question for you. Can I ask you a question unrelated to the National Catholic Register?
Go ahead.
So it's my mom's birthday today.
And, oh, nice.
And I didn't get her a gift. Because I live in New York now, and she lives in Minnesota, and I'm a bad son, probably. What do you think of that? Where does that rank as far as venial sin, just a slight oversight? Where am I at with that?
Well, I think that's very serious. It's the fourth commandment, honor your mother.
Well, I know, but okay, now I called her first thing in the morning. I was the first person to call and wish her a happy birthday.
Well, that's good. That's honoring her.
So, I mean, I honored her. I just didn't buy her a gift because I never know what to buy my mom.
Well, send her yellow roses.
Yeah?
Yep.
Why is that?
There is no woman that doesn't love yellow roses.
Okay. That's the correct answer, so that's why we will do it. I will buy my mom yellow roses. I hope they can do those overnight. You think they can do those overnight? Cause then I'll just be a one day late?
Definitely.
Okay, good. Hey, we were talking earlier on the show as well. I want to also get from a priest's perspective. What do you think of this? To earn greater devotion to our Mother Mary, what I do on my desk is I've got a picture, an icon, actually, of Our Lady of Częstochowa.
Uh-huh.
And that sits next to a picture just of me and my mom to try to make some sort of correlation there. Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a holy and wholesome thought.
Well,
Mary is the very incarnation of what motherhood is all about. And she's the perfect mother, so of course you should relate her to your own mother. And if that helps you to have more devotion to the greatest mother, the mother of Jesus, the mother of the church, and the mother of your soul, Lino, then why not? Of course.
Well, good. That's good. Because I feel a little guilty about it, if I can be honest, is that I love my mom more than anybody on earth. I don't love the Virgin Mary as much as I should. And I know I should. Believe me, I understand that I should. But I'm trying to put these sort of visual reminders in there to get me to try to increase that love.
Well, we're human beings. We're incarnate, just as Mary was incarnate. Actually, when I went to the Holy Land and I went to Cana, it really hit me. You know, if this were 2,000 years ago, Mary would be coming around that corner.
Asking Jesus.
She would look just like a village woman.
Asking Jesus to turn that water into wine.
Yes, it's amazing.
That would have been a great wedding, wouldn't it? I would have loved to have been at that wedding.
Oh, yeah, with about 120 gallons of wine. Can you imagine?
No, I can't, because I'm afraid that's the problem, is I wouldn't be able to remember enough
that's
of it.
That's excessive, you know.
Well, it certainly seems to be, but that's one of those stories that, you know, you focus on the miracle, but you also focus on just the fact that Jesus was there, Mary was there, they were invited to a wedding. I love those sorts of things.
What really hits you when you get to Cana is you realize we read it as if, oh, yeah, of course, that's what had to happen, and she would have obviously said that. But it's not obvious at all. And when Mary was there, she had to find the way.
She had
to discover, how do I act now as the mother of the Messiah, as the mother of the church? How do I mother the faith of these disciples? That's what she actually did there. She mothered the faith of the new disciples.
And it's a very cool thing, and it's great. You're taking a trip there, aren't you? Not Father Owen Kearns is leading a group to the Holy Land?
In March.
Still room at ncregister.com for people to sign up, I see?
Absolutely.
Very cool. I wish I could go on that trip, but you know, they make me work
Why
here.
Why don't you? Oh, come on.
You know, it's just day in.
Get a substitute. Oh, that's impossible. All right. Sorry.
I know. I wish they could have a substitute for the show. The problem is, if somebody was to fill in and host the show, The Catholic Guy, they'd never let me back in the studios. They'd say, oh, wait a second, that's what the Catholic show should sound like. That's what we're looking for at the Catholic Channel. So suddenly, when Father Owen Kearns, for his weekly appearance on the Catholic Guy, you'd be talking about the stories in the National Catholic Register with somebody good on the radio. So we can't have that.
We can't have that. We have Leno.
That's right. We can't have good. We have Leno. Let's use that as a promo. So let's talk about some of the stuff going on in the National Catholic Register this week. Again, the website's www.ncregister.com. The story by Edward Penton, Nuns the Word. What's that story all about?
This is about the dramatic surge in contemplative vocations. These are women who leave very promising careers, and one was actually featured a couple of years ago, meeting John Paul II and being sort of, formally introduced to him and so forth, and she was a supermodel in Italy.
No way.
And she became a contemplative nun. And there are just scads of these highly professional, highly gifted, talented young women finding that Jesus Christ is really worth loving and giving your whole life to and being totally his.
Wow, I had no idea. And this is on the rise. I assume this order is not purely made up of supermodels, but the fact that, now, when you say contemplative, for those who don't know what a contemplative order is, can you explain a little bit about what it is and why it might be on the rise, why it might be so attractive to women who otherwise have careers and lives and all these other things?
Well, there are two types of religious. Religious are consecrated. They don't get married. They give their lives to Christ, and they live in and try to be like him in poverty, in chastity, in obedience. In other words, poverty, they don't have their own checking accounts and don't own property and so on. They live under obedience to a superior and submit their will to the will of God as manifested through the superior, and they live in consecrated celibacy. They don't get married, and they give their whole life and love and heart to Christ. And so there are two types of women who do that. Some are active, they teach, or they're social workers, or they help in parishes, what have you. Multiple kind of ministries that people are very familiar with. And then there's the others, that some people have them in their diocese and others don't, and they live in monasteries. They stay inside those walls all their life, and they dedicate themselves to work and to prayer. And that's why they're called contemplatives, because they contemplate the mysteries of salvation. They spend a lot of time in contemplative prayer, and contemplative prayer is just being alone with God, or as one contemplative put it, basking in the sunshine of God's love.
Well, now, did Father Owen Kearns, the publisher of the National Catholic Register, were you ever attracted to something like this? Not a religious order for women, obviously, but were you ever attracted to the contemplative life? I think a lot of us in the fast-paced world are... Certainly, Leno here, the Catholic guy, talks so fast, and I live in a very fast-paced world. It sounds to some people that it could even be boring to be in a contemplative order like that. What would be the attraction, or was there an attraction for you as well?
No, Leno, I never had the attraction to that. I always really wanted to leave my mark on salvation history and to be involved in transforming society. That's what the National Catholic Register does, and that's what it equips its readers to do. But I know some very excellent young men, loads of talent, very balanced, who have felt that mysterious attraction to just want to belong to God alone. And I think that's the whole key to it. There's a monastery in New Jersey that has in Latin outside the walls, it says, Si revera Deum queris, and it's from... St. Benedict's rule for monks, and it translates as, if it's really God you're searching for, if it's really God you're searching for, and the meaning is, then come in here.
I was going to say, they might want to finish the rest of that sentence there. It'd be clearer, I think. Maybe they might get more guys in there if they explain the rest of the sentence. Do people understand Latin anymore?
Not anymore, but the monks live that, and so when people go there, they realize... This is for people who really are searching for God, not for, I want to feel good, I want to get my messed up life in order, I want to get myself together or something. No, you want to find God and dedicate yourself to him exclusively and totally.
And that's pretty amazing that this Nuns the Word story, the big cover story at the National Catholic Register, ncregister.com, you can check out the whole story. And it's happening, of all places, in Italy.
In Italy, and that's the interesting thing. There's a lot of vitality, I think they mentioned that, in those monasteries. In other words, I think people have this false stereotype of nuns, of contemplative nuns, that they're dour or they're locked away and they're uninteresting or boring. Actually, when you visit them, and or when they are allowed out, as they were in Spain, for example, when Pope John Paul visited Avila in Spain and all the contemplative women were out, I spoke to this hard-bitten journalist from CBS who had seen it all and lots of things he wished he had never seen. And he said, I was so amazed at how vital and how joyous and how normal and healthy and happy these women were. It was a whole revelation to him. I mean, he liked being with them and talking with them.
That's awesome. The story again is Nuns the Word. We're with Father Owen Kearns, the publisher of the National Catholic Register. To check out that story and much more, ncregister.com is a website where you can read that story, and you can also get yourself a subscription. Before we go, Father Owen, one more story. You got a lot of good stories here, but I want to try one more with Pope John Paul II's Bishops Take Charge is the headline. What's that story all about?
Well, it's about the emergence of a younger generation of bishops, and these this younger generation, obviously, many of them owe their own priestly vocation even to World Youth Days. And a lot of them, their whole concept of what it is to be a priest was shaped by the way Pope John Paul II lived his priesthood and lived his papacy. Very engaged with the world, very faithful to Christ and the teaching of the church, and capable of presenting all of that in a very winsome and attractive and appealing and convincing way.
I think
to the people of this generation.
You might be the first time somebody used the word winsome in a sentence here on the Catholic Guy. I think that's pretty impressive. I might need an explanation, but I think it's pretty nice because we never use the word winsome enough.
Well, winsome is the way that wins you over.
Apparently, it wins some over, if nonetheless. But it's going to be pretty amazing to see what happens with the young men and women. We talked about the religious orders and the supermodels and that joining religious orders. But it's certainly also going to be interesting to see how this church changes over the next 20, 30 years with these young guys who are priests becoming bishops, all influenced by JP2. This is going to be pretty interesting to see, isn't it?
It's something that these are people who know how to tackle the tough issues in a very appealing way, to present to people, look, this is not just some old hidebound old church rule that you have to lump it because, you know, it's a penance so you can get to heaven. But this is actually promotes your dignity. It promotes the dignity of your wife. It promotes the dignity of your children. It promotes the dignity of your marriage. So on. They know how to tie in the tough sayings of Christ, which are challenging, into human dignity.
Absolutely.
And that's a winning combination.
It sure is. And the winning combination of Father Owen Kearns from the National Catholic Register and Lino Rulli on the Catholic Channel, can't get a better combination than that, can you, Father Owen?
Well, it would be hard.
That's right. The newspaper, the National Catholic Register, the best Catholic newspaper out there. Check out their website, www.ncregister.com. And Father Owen, we'll talk to you next week and see what's going on then.
My blessings to you, Lino. My blessings to you at home, to you in your car. God be with you.
Thank you, Father Owen. And week after week, Father Owen Kearns, the only one who gives us his blessing on the show. So we appreciate it as always, Father Owen.
Ciao, Lino.
Ciao, ciao. All right, take care. That's Father Owen Kearns. Check out the website again, ncregister.com. And check out that newspaper. It's the National Catholic Register for all the best Catholic news out there.